Hi, Supernatural Mamas. It's Libby Young, and today I'm actually just here by myself, and I'm just wanted to share something that the Lord put on my heart to share with you ladies. And it's really just a testimony of how God totally set me free from the spirit of fear. And so that's what I'm going to talk about. And I have absolutely no notes, so I'm just going to kind of let the Holy Spirit lead and share everything that I feel like He wants me to share. I also want to add that I actually recorded like 30 minutes of a podcast and it totally got deleted. So I know that somebody needs to hear this, but the enemy does not want you to hear what I'm about to say and the testimony that I'm going to share, because I know that it's going to bring freedom to the women that are listening. And I feel like there's somebody in particular who God really just wants to set you free from a spirit of fear that you've been carrying around for a very, very long time. And yeah, so God just wants to bring freedom today. And I'm going to open this up in prayer, and then I'm just going to take off and just share my testimony and anything else that God puts on my heart. So Father, I thank You that the enemy cannot shut down what You are going to release. And I thank You that whoever's struggling with fear right now, Father, is going to get released of it in Jesus' name. I thank You that You use testimonies, God. You use the stuff that we walk through to bring freedom, not only to ourselves, but to others. And I thank You, God, that You're going to set women free today just by listening to this. And I thank You, Jesus, that You died for everything, God. You died to set us free so that we can have abundant life here on earth. In Jesus' name, and I pray that You just bring to my remembrance everything that You want me to say. And I pray that You would use my mouth, Father, to speak Your truth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory and kind of share where this all started for me. And so I'm Libby. I'm a mom of three boys. I'm so blessed. They're amazing. I've had two supernatural births. After reading Jackie Mize's book, and through that book, getting connected to the other leaders, Jana, Katie, Hannah, and our leader, Kim. And anyways, getting connected to, and all of you ladies too, through our Facebook page and through the podcast, and just so many amazing women God's connected me with. So me and my husband, we bought a house a couple years ago, which the Lord totally led us to. And that's another testimony for another time. It's really awesome how God just gave us that house. And when our housing, we live in North Carolina, when the housing market peaked, we were able to sell it and just make enough money for my husband to start his own business. And just God really used that. So it was kind of all started around 2 weeks before we moved into our rental house that we're living in. And I woke up one night kind of in complete, like, fear. I woke up out of a dead sleep, like 2-3 in the morning, and my heart was pounding out of my chest. This has never happened to me before. It felt like a panic attack, but like a million times worse. Like, I felt like outside of my body. I looked in the mirror and I felt like I couldn't even recognize my face. It was such a scary feeling, and I didn't know how to describe it or even know what was wrong with me. And I thought in that moment that maybe I was dying, or maybe I was having a heart attack or something crazy. And I remember waking my husband up and asking him to pray for me, and even calling my mom at like 2 a.m. And she's an amazing spirit-filled mom, and just asking her, like, can you pray for me right now? Like, I'm so scared. And so she prayed for me. My husband prays for me. And I really kind of dealt with that. I feel like it was a couple hours before I was even able to go back to sleep. And then afterwards, it really didn't kind of come back till we moved. So it was kind of like a one-time thing where it happened, and then it didn't seem to happen again. So we moved into our rental house. And all of a sudden, it was like it started to come back. I would get woken up in the middle of the night. I would feel like my arms going numb, my legs going numb. And it just like scared me so bad. And it was really strange. I even started like seeking out doctors because I thought maybe that there was something physically wrong with my body. And so I remember going to a doctor, getting blood work done. They even asked me, they're like, do you have anxiety? Do you think this is anxiety? And I was like, no, like in my past as a teenager, I used to be on medication for anxiety. And I was like, this is not what that is. I kept just seeking out like, God, I need help. And this was like, it went on for months. It started to really cut into like my mothering, my sleep. I wasn't getting any sleep. I wasn't even able to really be a good mom because the struggle was just so, so hard. And it was so, fear is so internal, you know, it's all like in your mind. And so it's so hard to tell people and to explain what you're walking through. So it even started to take like a really big toll on my marriage. And at one point, me and my husband were kind of arguing, and just, I had just opened up about how so frustrated I was and how I just felt like I needed help, you know, and I needed to find the answer to what was going on. And it was during that conversation that I get a call from my stepdad, who's a spirit-filled man, just an amazing man of God, and my mom. And they called me and said that they heard from the Holy Spirit that there was something in my home that they needed to come, that they felt like they needed to come and anoint my home and pray with us for whatever this spirit was to leave. And so they did. They came over, they prayed, we anointed the home. And that night I slept like I hadn't slept in months. I actually slept through the night. I actually had rest. I had peace for the first time in like 3 months. And it was amazing. But sure enough, a couple days later, the symptoms started coming back. Like my legs would go numb. My hands would go numb. I would start. And every time I got those symptoms, it wasn't just like my leg would go numb. It was like my leg would go numb. And then my mind would start to take off. It was like fear. You're dying. Something's wrong with you. You know, it was such a struggle of the mind, not just the body. And I had this testimony. I feel like the Lord reminded me of this testimony because today I was reading Ephesians 6, where it talks about putting on the full armor of God and just how fear, you know, our fight is not against flesh and blood. And I'm going to pull up that verse real quick to read it to you, so I can have it word for word. And like I said, this is not planned or anything, so I'm not super prepared, but bear with me. All right. Ephesians 6, 12. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And that verse just caught my attention because in that moment when my mom and my stepdad prayed for me and just prayed over the house, and that night I had peace, I had this realization that it was a spiritual battle. And it was not physical, and it had nothing to do with my physical body, even though it felt very physical at the time. It was spiritual. And so when I was set free that night, it did come back. And I feel like the Lord allowed that to teach me my authority in Him and how He's given me all authority to trample lions and scorpions, and how the enemy has no right over us, even though it feels so real and so scary at the time. So even though the symptoms came back in the months afterwards, after those attacks, and in the months where I was not getting any sleep, you know, God started teaching me this is not physical, this is spiritual. So we fight in the spirit. You know, we don't go to doctors. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to a doctor if you feel like something's wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just sharing the story of what I did. And when I did go to the doctor, you know, they tested me for anemia. They tested me for all these things, and everything came back normal. And so I knew in my mind that there was nothing really wrong with me. And you know, I'd be on Google looking up, oh, do I have restless legs, or do, you know, like what's, trying to find the answer. Maybe I need to take this vitamin, or I need to start working out, or, you know, like anything in my mind, I'm trying to figure out what I can do to fix the symptom, when the symptom was the root of a spirit of fear. And God really showed me that even when I was, you know, he kind of brought me back to my childhood and just showed me how it wasn't just something that had come up in the middle of my life, but something that I had actually carried with me since I was a little girl. And I don't remember, like, I don't think my first memories were me being this really fearful little girl, but I do remember that my mom used to tell me that when I was little, I used to think that my name was Happy, because I was always just this happy, happy little girl. And when I was around 4 years old, I got molested by a neighborhood boy who was much older than me. And I remember that's kind of when things changed. Like, it was no longer that I was happy. It was like I was worried and fearful all the time, you know, and it was something that I know entered through that trauma. And so God really showed me that that was something that I carried. And instead of, you know, I'll give you an example. When I was a little girl, if my mom were to leave and go somewhere and, you know, say, I'll be back at this time, if she wasn't back at the exact time that she told me, I would just instantly go into fear, like something bad happened. She died. She got in a car accident. You know, that's where my mind would go. It was almost automatic. It wasn't like I thought that. It was just like that was so automatic for me to just go straight into fear and worry. And I know that that's not what God has for us. It's not what God has for you. It's not his portion for me. I know that he wants to set his daughters free of fear. And I think if we can understand that it's a spirit, it's not something that belongs to you. It's not something that you need to fight physically or that you even need to fight emotionally. Like, God gives us that strength to fight fear. And I know that if I hadn't walked through that struggle, I would be in that same cycle today. And so I know that the Lord allows us to walk through struggles. I know he allows us to walk through hard things because they actually set us free. They actually bring us to a place where we're able to walk in victory and confidence rather than in bondage and in struggle. And so I feel like there's someone here today listening that is walking in struggle, and you feel like your whole life is a struggle. And if it's not this, it's this. If it's not that, it's this. And that, like, your life is just so dependent on your circumstances. When God has given us authority over our circumstances, he's given us authority over the spirit of fear. He's given us authority over our mind. He's given us authority over our thoughts. And what the enemy tries to do is tries to plant lies and get you to agree with them. And then when you agree with them, they start to gain power over your life. They start to gain power over your thoughts, over your actions, because, you know, what we think, that's how we act. You know, if we're always afraid, we're going to act on that fear rather than being confident in knowing that God's faithful. And so I just really wanted to share that testimony that, like, God does not want you to live in fear. And if you're struggling with fear that seems like it's so overpowering and taking over your life, that's not just an outward struggle. That's something that God wants to set you totally free of, because it's a spirit. And so I want to pray over you, ladies, just that God is going to set you completely free over that spirit of fear, and to combat that fear. I know that in his word, he says that perfect love casts out all fear. And it's understanding that God is love. He is so loving towards us. He's created us in his image. He doesn't want us to be fearful. He doesn't want you to be afraid. He doesn't want you to have to walk in struggle all the time and be discouraged. Because what fear does is it traps you. It gets you down. It gets you discouraged so that you can't be confident in who God is and what God has for you. And I also wanted to share in Ephesians 6, where it's talking about the armor of God. It says that in verse 6:16, it says, in addition to this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And I feel like faith is the opposite of fear. So God wants us to walk in faith. And I want to encourage you too that faith is not a feeling. I know there are times and seasons of life where we walk in amazing faith or what we feel like is amazing faith. And, you know, faith isn't a feeling. It's a choice. And even though when the situation doesn't look the way we think it should or how we want it to, you know, your will is your power to choose. And God has given us that power to choose faith over fear. And I want to encourage you that even when it's hard, even when it doesn't feel like you're doing the right thing or, you know, it feels strange, even though all the symptoms came back for me, it was like God gave me so much strength, even in my power, just to say no. And even though I still felt the symptoms, it wasn't like the symptoms disappeared as soon as I rebuked it or as soon as I said, no, I don't receive this. It took a while. Like, it wasn't immediate. I had to be like, no, I don't accept this. In Jesus' name, this is not my portion. I'm not going to be afraid. And this was like, the symptoms would come back and the anxiety would come back and the fear would come back. And I would like pace my house. I would pace my house in the middle of the night and be like, God did not give me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And I would continue to just say the word of God, like even just in my head, just like, no, I don't. This is what God says. This is what God says. And I didn't really feel like it. It didn't feel true. It actually felt quite contrary because it was so opposite to what my body was feeling. But I kept doing it. And I feel like God was able to work with that, you know? And I want to say too, it had nothing to do with my strength in my own power. I just want to say that it was all God. It was like his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And in that time I was in my own mind, I was so weak. I had no power of my own, but I know that it was all just from God. The faith was from God. The ability to choose faith over fear was from God. All of that was from God. So it had nothing to do with my own power. And I just want you to know that whatever struggle you're going through right now with fear, it might not even be related to birth. It might not even be related to conception or pregnancy. It might just be even in everyday life that you can relate to what I walk through and that your mind just instantly goes to fear. Rather than to trusting God. God's going to set you free today. He does not want you to live in that struggle. He does not want you to continue in the cycle of fear. He wants you to be confident. He wants you to be confident in his faithfulness and who he is. And that he, I think of that verse too, every time I feel fear too, especially when it's about the future, I always think of that Jeremiah 29:11 that says, you know, he's going to prosper us and not harm us. And he has a plan for a hope and a future for us. And I know that I butchered that verse because it's not coming to my mind right now, but go read it. Jeremiah 29:11. Whenever you have fear, it's like, no, God wants me to prosper. He does not want to harm me. He has a hope and a future for my life. And that's what I say to the enemy when that fear comes. It's like, no, I don't agree with what you're saying. I don't agree. I don't come into agreement. And when you choose to repent and turn from fear, and I know I had to do that so many times, and it's not like you get delivered from that spirit and it doesn't ever come back. That's not true. It's going to come back. The enemy is going to keep coming back until he knows that that door is shut and sealed, especially if it's familiar, especially if you've had it for a long time and you've kind of like created pathways of thinking that way. It's going to come more naturally to fear than it is to be confident and to trust. But God's going to give you strength. He's going to give you the power to choose. He's going to give you ideas and thoughts that are going to just increase and grow you in freedom and not in bondage. And so, yeah, that's what I just wanted to release today. And I know that God's going to use it to drastically change, even if it's just one person's life. Like I know it's going to bless somebody, and I'm just so thankful that God set me free of that. And it still feels like a hard testimony to share because it's pretty fresh. You know, it was definitely a couple months back, but it still feels like it wasn't that long ago. And that really was so hard. And even now, you know, there'll be an occasion where it'll come back, you know, the symptoms or the fear or the feeling. And I will think, oh, you know, if I do this, then God's going to allow me to go back there, or God's going to let the enemy have reign over me if I make a mistake, or if I am not in my word for a day, or if I, you know, do something bad, or I make a, you know, that's where my mind would go. And I just feel like God will immediately counteract that with, no, that's not the truth. That is not the truth. And I just want you to know it's not by our works. You know, God's the one that brings deliverance, and it has nothing to do with how good we are, how amazing we are, how much we read our Bible, how much we pray. You know, that has nothing to do with it. God is just so good with just extending grace when we feel like we have no strength and when we feel like we're weary. And so I just want to pray over you ladies listening today, that God is going to completely set you free of that spirit of fear, that you're going to start walking in confidence and in faith, and that you are no longer going to be living in bondage. I'm just going to close this in prayer. Father, I thank you so much for every woman listening right now. Jesus, I thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And I thank you, God, that when we call on your name, that you answer us. That you hear the cry of your people, Father. You hear the cry of your daughters. And so whoever's crying out to you today, Father, that wants freedom from the spirit of fear, I pray deliverance and freedom over them right now in Jesus' name. I say all fear, I command you to go and be lifted off of this woman in Jesus' name. You have no right over her life. I pray confidence over her. I pray strength over her. I pray peace over her mind, Father. You said that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And I speak that over her right now. And I feel like the Lord is saying there's someone that is maybe even been diagnosed with like a mental sickness, like bipolar disorder or something along those lines, or depression or something. And that is that spirit of fear. And so I call that out in Jesus' name. And I say, go in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray a release of your peace over this woman. I pray that her heart would be calmed, that your presence would be surrounding her right now, Jesus, that you bring strength to her mind and to her spirit. And I pray, Father, that this spirit would never come back, that you would give her the strength to rebuke it and to walk in freedom, to choose, power over it in Jesus' name and confidence. And yeah, I pray your blessing and your favor over her, Father. You said that your favor is like a shield over us. And so I pray that over every mama listening today. In Jesus' name, amen. And I hope that this blessed you. And yeah, God loves you so much. He doesn't want you to have to walk through struggle. And I think that's why he also gives us other believers. I know for a fact, too, that when I was walking through all that stuff, it was not alone. God brought me so many people to come alongside of me, and even the other leaders of this group can bear witness to this because they were there for me and just, you know, really, really helped me walk through that really, really rough time. And so I'm so thankful for the women that God put in my life, and my husband, and just the people that prayed for me and walked this out with me. And God's going to do that for you too. He's going to bring you people into your life that support you, that raise you up, that encourage you, that build you up in your spirit. And I just pray for that too, that God would send you the right people, that he would send angels to minister to you right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Love you, ladies. Bye.